show us where the bad men touched you, Drake.
Am I impressed by these noodles?
Making it a night of some trough liquor?
What are the grenade ranges?
Welcome back to the Galactic Nomads Traveler Podcast, the game that takes you all over the galaxy. We're new here to the Traveler world and learning as we go. If you're new to Traveler or trying to explore Traveler, I hope you're enjoying learning with us. If you're old school, got some tips and tricks, and notice that we're reading the rules wrong, drop some comments, let us know, and share your experience with us. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and iTunes. Be very helpful if you leave a review. The last we left our crew members, they discovered the doghouse is being decommissioned. Is the crew trapped on Callus? Have they discovered something sinister afoot? Keep listening to find out. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, thank you for exploring with us. Now, back to Callus.
Drix comes back. Oh, you're probably on the ship. You went to the lab.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the Six Sisters. Mm-hmm. And you're...
I'm just hanging out.
Chilling.
Yeah. I'm
just... Made your call. He's playing. Serving the web.
Playing Halo 106.
There you go.
Right.
Halo 106.
Yep, Halo 106.
No reach.
Reach around.
Return to the return of Gnome Reach.
The rise of Gnome Reach.
Yeah. Right, the rise of Gnome Reach. Yep.
Well, so I guess I'd go back to the hotel and run into Yaz.
Okay.
And I let him know everything that just happened.
Aye.
But I try to make it sound a lot more interesting, also more technical.
Why? But all that Yaz can really think of is 200,000 mega credits.
Yeah. Here's the bill. 20 pages of stuff.
So here's the thing. We got... They ain't going to fix the ship.
Well, they'll fix the ship. It's just going to take 7 months.
Or we can take it upon ourselves to fix the ship in our spare time. Well, is she space-worthy right now?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to take her into combat. And most of this repairs as I wave the bill around. I don't know how to do that. I could put a Band-Aid on, make it work, don't get me wrong, but dry dock? Shuffle through a flux capacitor engine scrub? I don't even know what that is.
Blathering blatherskites.
There we go.
Oh. Well, so do we let the doghouse go? And what are the odds of us getting our own ship?
I think we'd have better luck buying our own ship before the scout service gives me a call again. But if they're deciding to write it off, maybe that means we don't have to get a call back, and broke ship, better than no ship.
Broke ship is better than no ship. Where do you think we can get parts-wise?
I don't know. That Scoutmaster seems like a hard ass, and I think they're just ready to let us go. They don't want to spend any more time on it, but, I mean, they said they were going to take it for a week. Maybe we can get a week's worth of repairs in before we leave. Because really, I don't want to be here for the next 7 months.
Neither do I. This place is sketch enough as it is.
Yeah, someone's going to go looking, speaking for whatever that person's name was.
Tomas Jans?
Yeah, that person.
Yeah. Who? Well, I think...
Poor Jick Zaney and Camby Zolo. Nobody remembers them.
Nobody remembers them.
No, nobody does.
Just all about Tomas.
They didn't survive long enough to be... thrown into the sea alive.
All I know is my battery pack's a little bit lower because of what's-his-face
yeah,
and their
right.
buddy.
Well, I think we have a conversation to have with Pernicky.
See how long she wants to stay here?
Yep.
I don't think her friends like us very much.
No. I mean, they're probably not used to getting shot at.
See, big complaint, they didn't get shot.
True. Mm. You got shot.
They get shot. I mean,
Those guys got what they deserved.
I used to be able to get medals for that.
It's okay. I'll put you up for commendation between the three of us.
Hey, thanks, Charles. Write a song about that.
The trio commendation.
Oh, that's an excellent song idea. Oh, let me make a note. Well, is Pernicki with her friends?
Yeah. Want to wander over there and...
You want to come with?
Interrupt some plant science?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do you remember a grenade launcher?
I think so.
Okay, good. All right.
I heard. Right. Yeah.
I eat a bagel and we go find Pernicki.
All right. The Six Sisters is at the Spitport. And it's parked where you guys were before. So you guys find it no problem.
All right, cool.
It's good news.
Very good news.
The hold is down. The ramp for the hold is down. You can go right up it.
All right, yeah.
And the lab is, you know, in a section. It's like cordoned. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Cordoned off?
Yeah, separated by, you know, they got the plastic... Science bubble and stuff.
Ah, yeah.
That's a good sciencey word.
Yeah.
Clean room and all that.
Yeah. But it's, you know, about the size, about, I'd say, 40 feet long by 30 feet wide. They got a bunch of equipment and stuff.
I'm going to need that in meters, please.
And, 10 meters by 15 meters.
Yeah, there we go. That's for you, EU fans.
And Benicky and Leela and Omana and Joey are just all there looking at stuff.
Are you having fun?
Nomana's got like some kind of like container with a bright UV light, and she's just staring at some plants under it.
Well, I go in there. Notes. I go in there totally unannounced and let them all know I got bagels.
He has bagels.
All right, Drix has arrived, yelling that he's got bagels.
I'll take one of those.
Yeah. Pernicki likes bagels.
So, Pernicki, we got to talk. We got shit problems. I'll let Drix fill you in though on the details.
Okay.
How would you feel if we stayed here for 7 months?
Oh, that'd be amazing! Oh, you could totally stay here for 7 months.
Because that's how long it's going to take for him to fix everything. Everything with the doghouse. Or...
They'll actually fix it?
Well, they will. It'll just take 7 months of us being stranded in this middle of nowhere planet with these wonderful people.
Oh, they're not going to fix it.
No, they're not going to fix it. They're going to scrapyard it.
Remember, he doesn't want to fix it.
Trix knows what he's about.
Okay. Just making sure you understood.
Or...
That he's not going to fix it.
Thank you. Or I can take it as is and... Well, we don't have to go to Flammarion anymore. But it means I'm going to need some help fixing this ship.
We're flipping a big bill and a lot of work.
And that's when I show you the 20-page bill.
Wait.
Let me get my glasses. Oh, there you go. So dramatic.
I thought you were going to rip it in half.
No.
I think you're fucking my character. Stuffing my grenade launcher.
What the hell is this?
Oh, nice. It's like a t-shirt cannon.
That's a lot of credits.
That's a lot of credits.
Yeah.
Is she going to fall apart in space? Leave us stranded in space?
I mean...
Like it already has.
Maybe. I can't say I've ever done a lot of work on ships before. I usually just flew them or broke them.
Right.
And then somebody else would fix them. A ship mechanic or engineer that you can pull out of your pocket as a crewmate?
I can't think of I can't think of anybody. I have no contacts or anything. I would think just names would be meaningless at this point. Yaws.
And how do you feel about these repairs?
Well, there's a lot of them. I'm willing to turn some wrenches, but that there's a lot that needs to be done.
A lot.
So it's either give up the ship and I guess try to find passage off this rock, or we take the ship on our own devices and...
What do the ship shares mean again?
Your stock. Yeah. Okay. You got stock in a ship out there, yeah.
All right, it's not like I can get access to the ship.
Yeah. Well, you have stock in the ship you were working on, so...
Okay.
And then Yaws has some merchant out there doing some work.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. So, I don't know.
So, it's either we take the ship as is and hope that it doesn't kill us in space.
Seat of the pants kind of thing.
Or we have no ship.
Or we have, yep.
And or why are you trying to tell us that we're going to stay here 7 months?
Well, that's how long it would take to get all these repairs done.
How are we going to get that money?
I mean, I could still talk to the scout service. Maybe we could, I don't know, get some stuff at cost. Maybe they'll give us the gear and then we'll just have to put it in ourselves. I'm not too sure. This is all new ground for me. I mean, page 18. I don't even know that thing was part of a ship. A new commode.
I don't know. This has just been too much fun. I'm not ready to go back to retirement yet.
Well, I just don't want to have asked you all to come here on this adventure with me to get this ship and then we just strand ourselves out here. I think I might keep it. But this bill,
You need a mechanic or something to become a crew member with us.
I have Engineer Zero.
What happened to Lawrence? Did we leave him on the spaceport?
Isn't he like a cook or something?
He's at the space station.
Yeah, he's at the space station.
Well, I mean, I don't even think we would have made it here without him.
Do I have to go back to our abode to call Lawrence, or can I just...
No, you can just call him.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to call Lawrence.
Okay. On your phone? Your heads-up display?
Yeah, we'll do heads-up display.
Okay.
So, ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is Yaws.
Hey, Yaws. How's it going down there?
You know, a few little surprises here and there, having to drop some things off in the ocean. Other than that, it's gone pretty well.
The ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of ocean down there.
There is a lot of ocean down here, which, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it. But anyway, you know how to turn a wrench?
Well, I'm pretty good at welding.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how do you...
I'm not really an engineer or anything.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Neither am I. I got enough know-how to get me through. But we got a ship to fix, apparently. Because the ISS doesn't want to fix the ship.
Oh, what? I thought they were going to fix that for you.
Supposed to, but they're kind of bailing due to the cost of it.
Worse than you thought, huh?
Worse than we thought.
So you guys going to be hanging out in Kalos for a while then?
Yep, we'll be here. If you want to come down or come up there.
Yeah, give me a few days, I'll come down.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, and it could be worse, you could be on Boston or something.
It's a good point.
Be on Boston.
All right, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, I'll let you know on a... Wait, is there a place to stay down there? Or are we staying on the ship? I'm not staying on that damn ship.
Is it because of the name?
But No, it's because it's a pigsty.
Well, okay. Touche.
All right. All right, I'll get a call in a couple days.
All right, sounds good. Hey, it's Larry.
Yeah.
I got to shoot straight.
It's Larry.
All right. Is there anything specific you guys want to do today?
Oh. I want to try to figure out what that crap is in the vial.
Yeah, that was actually what I wanted to focus on.
Well, what do you want to do to figure that out?
Well, we have Leela's lab in her ship.
I mean, yeah, science stuff.
Yes.
Could we break down the synthesized material and at least figure out what?
Yeah, you can identify its different components.
Or just have Drix drink some.
Or you can have Drix drink some.
Let's see what happens.
At least find out if it's consumable, or if it's a fuel, if it's a consumable, if it's
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as much as we
they
can
got
find
rats.
Out. Well, let's use some rats.
Okay.
That sounds like the sciencey stuff for you all. Good luck. Wait, what's my science at? Zero.
No, zero's good.
My science is zero.
Oh, pardon
too.
Me. Not zero.
Oh, nothing?
Yeah, you're right. Nothing.
Okay.
I got a zero in science.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Zero is actually good.
Yeah.
You just don't get -3 on the modifier.
All right. If you spend the day looking at this stuff, you give it to a rat. Is the rat with other rats? Is the rat by itself?
We'll do a rat with another rat so we have a juxtaposition between rats.
Okay.
Let me go ahead about that control group.
All right, so you give this rat, how much stuff are you going to give it?
Let's start with 10 milliliters? 5 milliliters?
No.
That's a lot of milliliters.
That's a lot.
5 milliliters, like that.
1 cc.
A little rat.
Okay.
1 cc.
True. Yeah, 1 cc? Okay.
How long you want to watch this rat?
Well, I have nothing. I have nothing going on
all day.
Hanging out on the ship, watching rats.
We'll share a magazine.
Yep.
All right.
Pretty much.
So, nothing seems to happen with this rat. After a little while, it seems like it's a little hyper, maybe.
Okay.
It's kind of runs around on its little wheel. It's checking out the, you know, you see them sniff at the glass and things like that. It's doing that more. The other rat, like, bumped into it, and it turns around and it bites him and shakes him real hard. And the other rat, like, and it kind of, like, picks him up kind of easily and flips him around. And Then the other rat is like, ah! And the other rat runs to the corner and just kind of hides in the corner. Other than that, nothing too crazy seems to go on with it.
It's like PCP for rats.
Maybe. I'm thinking we should use another rat and give him 3 cc's. 2 cc's. And we started with 1.
Yaz wants to drug up some rats.
Yeah, like that's
roll for drugging up rats.
That's really overdosing. That is really overdosing.
I don't know what the fuck a CC is.
It is.
Motorcycle CCs.
Yeah, I have ferrets, so like medication typically is in 1 or 2 CCs.
Well, if we still had Thomas, we could inject him with it, but we don't.
I wonder if that would have saved his life.
He's in the ocean.
We could have saved his life with that stuff.
Thomas Jan.
No,
oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Whoa!
You don't.
Yeah, you gotta let him go.
Yeah.
You gotta roll that off the ramp and just let the ocean take
it. Shark bait.
Well, I don't know what else to do with this stuff unless we can, I don't know.
Okay. You gonna up the dosage?
You gonna up the dosage?
Morally opposed to that.
Yeah.
You've been in this situation before,
yes,
Pernicky.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know.
See, you know, 6 foot fucking rats walking around with a machine
gun. Right. We need to take some blood samples from them and, you know, all that good stuff. So, all right. Okay, let's do this then.
Or we could take.
Okay. You take some blood samples and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Super science.
Yeah. I mean, I have biology.
Gonna put that in a processor and it's gonna
do its processy thing.
Take the rest of the evening, a lot of the evening and stuff. So it probably won't be ready till like tomorrow or
whatever.
Right. Okay.
We got time.
Yeah.
We got tons of time.
We got time.
Time is on our side.
Right.
Yes, it is.
So what you guys gonna do tonight?
I want to concoct a plan. I got a two-part plan. Two-parter, four subsection, three options. If this is like a drug or something, well, I got to schedule a place to do a concert. Yeah, I could probably find out what the drugs are to do around this place. It's green. Looks like it makes you angry. Somebody's got to know something, right?
Right.
The other one is, I need to find somebody who's going to be able to make sense of this bill. Because I'm going to try to get all of this material from the Scout Service. But, you know, all these numbers are really tough for me. Do you all have admin? Are you admin people?
No.
I do. I have admin. I also have broker.
Are you looking for an accountant?
I was about to say, there's probably only one person whose eyes aren't getting glossy or glassy. And that's Yas, can you look through this bill and see what we can get material-wise from the Scout Service? Because they had to fix it anyway. But if it's too expensive for them, well, maybe we can cut out labor costs and stuff. And, well, it's a lot easier fixing something if we've got the key.
Why don't I come back with cut out the labor costs and come back with the most essential materials that we're going to need.
You've already confused me. I trust you.
Okay.
So, Pernicki, I think I'm going to hit the town. Do you want to join me?
Yeah, we could watch some bells. I need to separate those rats, though, before we take off, because we don't know. We don't want to have a rat apocalypse.
So once you're done with your rat thing, we'll go, we'll go out and party because we're working. Right? We're trying to find the drug.
Right.
Well, we got a party to do then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right.
So is Yaz not going with you? You just left Yaz a bunch of paperwork? Are you going to attack that paperwork tonight?
Y'all can totally come.
I'm going to do the paperwork tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, if my peeps are going out and partying, I got to go party with my peeps.
That's right, Yaz. All right.
I mean, it's not like the ship's going anywhere.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find a venue for this concert. And, you know, as musicians do, I'm going to...
Well, it's going to take a few days, too, for...
See what the...
For sure.
Him to come up here.
What the scene does.
Come down here.
Yeah.
Try to find out. I mean, maybe this is a drug.
All right. Are you trying to play some kind of instruments or just a party?
I got my clarion with me.
Get your what with you?
Right, it's called the clarion.
Okay.
Clarion. The big bell, the mobile bell tower where he plays all his things. So I'm going to try and book a show at a venue. Hey, I'm a musician. I want to play a set. I can bring in some people.
All right.
Street musician.
Yeah.
So you hit a few clubs. Give me a persuade check.
Persuade. It's 9 plus 2, 11.
Oh, very nice.
I'm very persuasive.
All right. You hit up a few places. They all give you a tryout. Make me a artist check.
Ooh, instrument bells. Oh, 4 plus 2, 5.
And none of them take you up on your offer.
Oh,
sadness.
Everyone's a critic.
Everyone is. Larry's going to be disappointed.
Oh, it's not over yet.
Oh, okay.
That's where the subsection playing comes into play. I'm going to make printouts, and I'm just going to blanket the area that there's going to be a concert at the spaceport.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going to play my bells outside that ship.
Okay. So you're not going to try and play like in the spaceport or anything. You should be at the ship.
I guess it would be in the spaceport because not everybody can... Well, I guess where's like the common area I would be able to set up and play music?
So there is like, you know, an area where people get tickets and mingle and all that stuff like that.
The terminal.
You know that most places would probably want you to have some kind of permit or something to do that.
Here?
Without being a... Maybe here? I'm just saying, you know, some places...
Or to check in.
Some places... Kingpin. Like that.
Yeah.
Constable.
Whatever.
Kingpin.
Yeah. Way out, whatever you want to call it.
But if you did do it by your ship, then nobody would bug you because it's...
By the ship. I got to have it where people are, though. It's got to be where the people are.
Okay.
You have to bring the music to them.
Okay.
All right, well, if they're not going to let me use any of the venues, then I would say that would be my plan for the next day because for the evening, at least, We're partying, having drinks, and having a good old time.
Yeah. All right. So you can try and figure out something more.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You go out. You go into the same club as before. You want to hit different places?
Different places?
Right.
Wandering drinks?
Yeah, sure.
Leela and Nomana and Joey take you around.
They're going to join us? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joey drops out first. Then Nomana drops out a little bit later. You just guys have a good time. Have some drinks. You do see drug use. People are smoking some stuff that's obviously not cigarettes. Some people are, you know, making exchanges, whatever. You see, give me streetwise. Everybody drop some streetwise.
All right.
Got 7.
5.
6.
Man, we're bored.
All right. All right. The two boys see you. Probably see a few exchanges with what looks like local militia guys.
Ooh.
Probably some bribes going on or something.
All right.
You don't see anything that looks like what you saw or what you have.
All right.
And, let me see your skills.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really personal question.
All right. Show me your skills, I'll show you my skills.
Okay. How late you want to stay out? You 1 or 2 in the morning, folks?
Oh, 3, definitely.
You closing the house down?
Definitely closing the house down tonight.
All right.
I mean, I don't have anything to do tomorrow.
Pernicky, you in all night? Get her some run blasters and she's in till 5.
Right, right.
Someone's got to keep your voice aligned.
There we go.
True, true.
Somebody's got to order us more shots.
Yep.
Pernicky, get us more shots.
We need more Virgil ale.
There you go. A day in the life at the spaceport.
Right. We need some more Aslan Pale Ale.
You guys it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. Heading back to the room. The door's locked. Boom, 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 boom. Because you guys never got a key.
Oh. That's right.
You knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys pound on the door until a groggy Nomana comes out and opens it up.
sees you guys, is like, oh boy, I'm gonna get you a key made. Let's see you in. Closes the door. Drix, while you're getting ready to flop down and...
When I'm getting my mohawk ready to sleep?
In your bunk, you find something in your pocket.
Ooh. Is it drugs?
No.
Oh. Bummer. I look to this thing in my pocket.
It's a piece of paper. Ooh. Like a kind of like cardstock. And on it is written Overlook Point 1200.
Oh my god, it's like it's 6 hours.
Oh god. Okay.
Did Demara go to sleep?
Did what?
The Demara, the one that woke up?
Yeah, she went back to her.
Oh. I go ask her where Overlook Point is.
What Overlook Point?
Mara, wake up. I got a question.
I don't know. I'm not from here.
Who is? Who would know?
Anybody else?
Perfect. I asked the person whose room is closest to hers.
Yep, that'd be Leela's.
And Leela's getting woke up.
All right.
Because I got questions.
She answers her door. She's just wearing a t-shirt. She's like, what? What's up?
Show her the paper. Where's Overlook Point?
Oh, Overlook Point. I think it's on the coast out the edge of town. A lot of people go there. Might be signs or something. I don't know.
I'm thinking, is there an Uber for gnomes? I mean, we have spaceships and stuff.
Sure, they got taxis.
All right.
Space taxis.
Do we have Noogle maps?
Noogle maps, nice. Well, Leela, go ahead. Get ready. We're going to leave in about an hour. I need you to take me there.
What?
All right, thanks. And I go and get ready.
Okay. You have like 6 hours.
Drix don't need no sleep. He's going to sleep going
there. What are you
going
to do there for 5 hours?
Fall asleep?
And you're going there by yourself?
Well, I'm going to tell. Are you all sleeping yet? Is my party asleep? Am I the only one waking people up?
No, everybody was just kind of like doing their thing.
I'll leave you a message. I don't want to wake you up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We're going to have to go rescue Drix.
He doesn't want to wake us up, but he'll wake everybody up.
All right, so you...
We're homies.
Listen, you were out all night. Like, you call out early. You get called out early. You pick up breakfast.
Oh, fair enough.
All right, Leela comes out. She's dressed. And she's like, I'm very confused. I don't know what we're doing.
Me neither.
All right, well, I think you should know that I got a boyfriend back on Planet Canada.
Well, I'm a musician, so that means nothing.
Did she meet him at Niagara Falls?
Don't leave your girlfriend with no Motley Crue?
Yeah. Definitely don't leave your girlfriend with Motley Crue.
I mean, what would Drix be? Would Drix be a Nikki Sixx? No. Drix would be a Tommy Lee.
Yeah, I think Drix would be a Tommy Lee.
Drix would be a Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Percussions. Mm-hmm. All right, well, now I'm going to leave you a message. I'd wake you up. Pretty, if you wake up, I'm going to Overlook Park. Someone wants me to meet them there at noon. Are you coming?
What? What are you talking about?
And I think it's currently like 6 o'clock in the morning.
It's currently 6 o'clock in the morning. Okay, well, meet me there.
It's several hours.
Meet me there at noon.
Where are you going now?
Why don't you stop? You can't start back up. Hopped up on Rum Blasters. I'm ready to go. Woo! And I leave for Nikki. And I tell y'all the same thing. Overlook Park at noon. You coming?
What else am I going to do?
There you go.
I could sleep, but might as well.
So if Leela's going to take us there, I just make sure that when we leave, everybody in the house is aware that we're leaving the house.
Okay.
And then off we go.
So you can wake up Joey too?
She'll wake up.
She will wake up, yes. Yeah. I'm saying. You said you're going to wake up everybody in the house, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody has to know.
So, you have to wait a while.
I do my best that immediately when we leave, I fall asleep.
All right.
That's very musician, right?
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. So, Leela has called a taxi. And it arrives. It's like a little shuttle. Comes down. Blade Runner type.
Nice.
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 And you guys get in the taxi. She's like, Overlook Point. And the cab driver kind of looks at you guys weird. He's like, all right. He takes off. This looks really bad. You could see the sun coming up. You fall asleep. You want to try and sleep?
No.
All right. Drix falls asleep.
Out like a light.
And like 10 minutes later, you guys are landing at Overlook Point.
Hi. Nice. I shake Drix awake.
Oh, my God. Are we there yet?
We are here.
W20 credits.
What time is it?
I'll pay the man. It's, I don't know.
6:30.
Wow. Can he wait for us till about 10?
No.
No.
Wow. What's Overlook Point look like?
It is a place on the side of a regular highway, ground car highway. And it just kind of looks like a vista point. There's just a parking lot, probably like 50 yards long. It has a view over the ocean. It just points to the west. And it's just kind of a pretty view. There's some rocks out there. There's animal life, you know, that birds and sea mammal type things, kind of like sea lion type creatures.
So it's overlooking the ocean.
Yeah, just
how very beautiful.
Just a really pretty place.
I find a shaded place near those rocks and I fall asleep.
All right.
Are there any benches?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna find a comfy bench and
lay down.
Get a couple winks.
Oh, I set an alarm for a minute.
Okay.
Guys, do you need me anymore? I'm not sure what we're doing here.
I'm already asleep. No response from Drix.
I just raise my arm and I go, you can go.
I like Pernicky's friends.
Me too.
I don't know about Pernicky. I like these guys at first, but they're getting weird now.
She gets out her phone and she makes some calls.
Hi.
Eventually she leaves, but you don't see her because you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
You're sleeping in a park in a high crime planet.
Yes. I got a gun.
So do I.
Is Pernicky awake?
I didn't go with you guys.
Oh, that's right, you didn't go.
No.
All right.
Oh, I'm glad somebody's gone to bed.
Pernicky, let me see your skills.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know anymore.
Listen, if we're going to go out and party, we're going to party in a way where we're falling asleep in a park in a high crime planet.
Yes.
Mm. All right, just give me a science check.
9.
Roll a 2d6. Again. 2 of them.
Oh. Why did I hear? Okay. With the bonus of signs or something?
No.
No, just flat out? Okay.
Tell me what it is.
10.
10. Let's see. All right. So, you guys wake up several times. How late do you guys want to sleep after waking up here and there? Cars are starting to go by. Cars are starting to park there. The sun's up.
Oh, at that point, I'm awake.
Hey, I'm in a shady part. All right. I set my alarm for 11.
All right. So you're chilling. He's sleeping. You gonna let him sleep? You gonna bug him at all?
I might go over and poke him a couple times.
All right.
Hey, Trix, you doing okay? Yeah, I'm doing okay.
So 11 o'clock, his alarm starts going off.
I wake up. Hopefully fresh and feeling great.
Hopefully.
Fix mohawk.
You gonna roll for a hangover?
Roll for a hangover? I'm a musician, right? Does that make me immune to hangovers?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, damn. Not as young as I used to be.
Right.
All right. So you can just hang out some more or whatever?
I just hang out and I start scoping the crowd out, waiting for noon.
All right. Make a streetwise check.
Nine.
Eight.
All right.
Hey, good job.
Yeah.
You see a person leaning on the railway. Not railway as in a train, the rail. Railing.
Railing, okay.
You see a person leaning against the railing, and they're just wearing shorts and a buttoned-up linen shirt, a hat that's got some company logo on it, and sunglasses. But you recognize him as Scoutmaster Fizzle Thrust.
Whoa!
Oh boy.
Wait, Fizzle Thrust or Fizzy Thrust?
Oh, Fizzy Thrust.
Fizzy Thrust, all right. You know, might be a different person. Who knows? A lot of Scoutmasters out there.
True.
And the Fizzies are a prestigious family. Does he see me?
No. If he does, you don't. He's not showing it.
All right. I see if he'll engage me through silent eye contact. And if he doesn't...
Okay, he's wearing sunglasses. You can't see his eyes.
All right. Well, I'll let him know that I'm looking his way. But if he doesn't approach me after a few minutes, I approach him.
Okay.
Like, Fizzy Thrust to yaws. And then there we go.
He is not looking at you.
All right. Is it noon?
It's noon.
Would I know what his handwriting looks like? No, I wouldn't. Oh, well, I guess I'll be honest and I just go up with the note. Scoutmaster?
I want to stop Drix from going up there.
Oh. And I get stopped. What is it, Yaz?
Just wait a few more minutes.
Okay. I wait a few more minutes.
Okay. Wait a couple minutes and then he moves away from the railing and he's got a newspaper tucked under his arm. And he comes down and he sits on the opposite end of the bench that you guys are on.
Okay.
And opens up his newspaper. And he's like, so, I think I might have found an answer to your problem. But he doesn't address you by name. He certainly doesn't, like, use your title or anything.
All right. Well, I guess you'd be the one to talk to him.
That's good, because I like problems to be solved.
Who's your friend there?
You could trust him. He's retiree.
Well, I have a problem that needs to be sorted out outside normal channels, because I'm not sure if I can trust anybody with this mission. With a mission. Or, more to the point, trust word of the mission getting out. Even if I can trust someone to put on the mission.
I'm interested.
And you need a ship.
I do.
So, I have a Serpent-class scout ship that was due to go to a retired captain, but he had a heart attack and is in no longer need of a ship. Now I can put this ship back into the rotation for the next retiree. Now, you've never been on a Serpent ship before?
A Serpent class?
Serpent class scout ship.
Okay.
You know that they're typically saved for high-ranking officials or dignitaries when they're decommissioned.
So this is a big upgrade.
They're they're only used on like the elitist of missions and whatever.
Right up our alley.
They're very basically they have the same statistics as a regular scout ship, but they have like, you know, your scout ship's kind of triangular.
Yeah.
This one's got wings, kind of like the old Tomcat.
Okay.
A little nice. Variable geometry wings. That comes out to make it more stable for atmospheric flight.
Hey, nice.
And so he says, I got this scout ship, but I need this mission performed. So if you can do this mission for me, I can keep this ship out of the rotation and in exchange for doing this mission and 10 million credits, I can put this ship in your hands.
Sounds like you got a mission that's going to get complete. Got any details?
Yes.
Hang on, did he say if we do the mission and 10 million credits?
Yes, that's what he said.
Where are we going to get 10 million credits?
He's got me interested on the ship.
Oh. Well, if we don't get 10 million credits, there's no ship to be interested in.
That's true.
Take out a loan.
I'll hear him out.
Take out a loan like everybody else in the consortium.
That's right. What's a low interest amongst friends?
Right.
All right, so I'm waiting for him to give us the details.
Okay. So, I need somebody to explore the outer system. We've had some incidents out there of missing ships. And I want to see if there's any dangers. He folds up his paper and sets it down next to him. Says, I got an envelope here with all the particulars. And you can get back to a safe place, you can check it out. Inside the envelope are the location and codes to the ship.
Ooh, so we get to take the ship there.
Yes, you can use the ship on the mission.
Even better.
That is pretty good. That is pretty good.
All right. Well, I guess we don't see it. Does he leave? Do we leave? I sit until it's uncomfortable enough to realize that we're supposed to leave.
Okay. Have you made it clear that you're going to take the mission?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then he gets up and leaves.
Yeah, all right. I'm in.
All right. We got the ship.
So, Drix has received an offer from Scoutmaster Fizzlethrust that would put a new scout ship into his care. What is the mysterious mission Fizzlethrust wants the crew to perform? Like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Feel free to comment, and you can also engage with us on our Facebook group. Just search Galactic Nomads, Nomads spelled with a G. Until next time, thanks for exploring with us. Space out!